It's fall primary election day in Wisconsin, and the biggest races are the Democratic primary for governor and the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. The winners will take on incumbents in the midterm elections this November. The contests are drawing national attention, including from NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. Host Lulu Garcia-Navarro spent last week in Wisconsin reporting on issues that are driving voters to the polls. WUWM's Annalise Henzel spoke with her about the trip and why Wisconsin is in the spotlight.
Donald Trump became president because he won three states that were a surprise. One of them, as you know, was Wisconsin, where he beat Hillary Clinton by the slimmest of margins, I think some 22,000 votes. And so because we're just ahead of the primaries in Wisconsin, where on the Republican side, you have two front runners vying to take on Tammy Baldwin, State Senator Leah Vookmeer, and former Marine Kevin Nicholson. We thought it would be really interesting to come and sort of take the temperature. There are a lot of issues on the national stage that are buffeting Wisconsin right now. So we wanted to come and talk to voters and talk to the candidates and see what people are saying.
Well, tell us a little bit about the places that you visited and the types of people you wanted to speak with in order to get answers to the questions that you were seeking answers to.
Yeah. All right. So you, I think, know the answers to a lot of these questions, but because we're a national program, we wanted to sort of make sure that people around the country could meet some of the people of Wisconsin. So we were around Milwaukee and in the farmland around Fond du Lac, talking to two very different types of Wisconsin voters. In the farming communities, we were looking at dairy farmers and how they feel about President Trump's trade policies, specifically tariffs. As you know, a big portion of Wisconsin's dairy products go to Mexico, and Mexico slapped big tariffs on U.S. products. So we wanted to see how they were feeling about the president's trade policies in a part of Wisconsin that leans red. And then we went to one of the neighborhoods with one of the highest incarceration rates in the country, in Milwaukee, to see how African-American voters are feeling. We went there because, you know, there was a 20% dip in turnout in 2016 among black voters in Milwaukee, and we wanted to understand why that had happened and what Democrats are doing to sort of reverse that trend, because they need that demographic to come out and vote if Tammy Baldwin wants to retain her seat. So we're just, you know, trying to get a sense from both sides of the aisle what people are thinking and what they're saying.
What were some of the key takeaways or even surprises that you discovered here?
Yeah, so I was surprised. I'll tell you, it's always really important, and I'm a big believer in this because I was a reporter before I became a host, of really going out and talking to people and getting a sense of what's going on and going to different places. And the first thing that really surprised me is how President Trump looms over everything. And you see it when you turn on the local news there. I'm sure you've seen it. All the ads blanketing the airwaves, you know, whether it's from the left or the right, they all mention Donald Trump's name. So I think that was a big surprise. And then when I spoke to dairy farmers, you know, there's a lot of concern about the tariffs, with people saying that they really couldn't have come at a worse time. The dairy industry has already been buffeted, and people were just really talking about what a hard time they're having. But when you sort of break it down, as you know, a lot of that part of the state leans red. And the people who support the president say, let's give him some time to get us a better deal, with others who say, you know, that they are very angry with these tariffs and that they are paying the price of the president's trade agenda.
So after having made this visit to Wisconsin, when you look at the chessboard of all of the races that are important this fall, do you feel like you understand that chessboard more and have a better feel on what might come in November?
Absolutely. I think there's no question about that. I mean, each place has their own distinctive issues, and everyone is, you know, has certain concerns that they speak more loudly about. But, you know, one of the things that was most interesting is when I went to talk to some of the members of the African American community, and specifically, it's something that I've heard echoed in other parts of the country, and it's about the Democrats. You know, black voters are telling me, hey, listen, the Democrats took our votes for granted. You know, Clinton, as you know, famously didn't even campaign in Wisconsin, and they feel that their concerns aren't being heard. So, you know, we went there to profile a sort of innovative new grassroots initiative there to get out the vote and connect voters and their candidates in an authentic way. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of soul searching after 2016 and ahead of 2018. You know, both parties are really trying to gear up and try and connect with their voters and their base in new and different ways. And so I think that you're going to see some changes coming up in 2018.
That's Lulu Garcia-Navarro, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, speaking with WUWM's Annalise Henzel. Garcia-Navarro spent last week in Wisconsin reporting on issues that are driving voters to the polls during this midterm election year. You can listen to her stories on NPR's website.